Salvador Dali has had far more than the quintessential 15 minutes of fame, but there were 6 minutes of glory that the artist never got to enjoy, an animated cartoon that he and Walt Disney planned in 1946. Destino was never finished. Until now, the cartoon will have its premiere next week at the New York Film Festival, David Darcy reports.
Destino is set to a song. It has no dialogue, and its story, such as it is a dark-eyed ballerina's journey among strange objects through a desert landscape, in which ants come out of a woman's body and morph into men on bicycles.
Now I can smile and sing.
Or it might just be a dream. On the surface, Destino seems an odd collaboration. Salvador Dali was a profane sexual libertine who was proud of his bad taste. Walt Disney built his brand on family entertainment. Disney assigned artist John Hench to work with the Spanish surrealist, who spoke no English then.
Walt brought him in to the room and introduced us. And he says, I want you to work with Salvador because he's got an idea for a picture. And my French was not much worse than his, so we got along fine. We become good friends.
Hench tried to turn Dali, the painter, into an animator.
My job turned out to be to try to get from one sequence to another, because that's something he didn't understand. He thought we would just jump cut around, and I didn't like that idea. And he had a thing about morphing from one thing to another, and he loved that.
Dali made drawings and paintings for Destino. Hench redrew them to make the cartoon a moving image. Hench, who's 95 and still works for Disney, says Dali was not the crazy egomaniac of the legend that Dali himself created. Dali admitted as much in a 1969 documentary called A Soft Self-Portrait.
One statement is necessary. The only difference between one crazy man and Dali is very simple. Dali is not crazy at all.
By the 1940s, Dali was flourishing in American popular culture, designing shop windows and perfume bottles and selling paintings. In Hollywood in 1945, he designed a dream sequence for Alfred Hitchcock's film Spellbound. Dali's surrealist friends had already lost faith in him and turned his name into the anagram Avida Dollars. But the war years were tough times for the cartoon business. By 1946, Disney's profits were coming from war propaganda and not from adventurous animation like the 1940 films Fantasia or Pinocchio. After months of collaboration, Disney shelved Destino. It wasn't the first time that Dali ended up on the cutting room floor, says animator and cartoon historian Greg Ford.
Dali was already incorporated into the public imagination pretty completely by David Selznick when he did the dream sequences for Spellbound. I read once that there was supposed to be a scene in that also where, like, Ingrid Bergman lifts her skirt and armies of ants pour out from under it, but that got cut by Selznick, you see. So this is just like after Selznick, Disney, it's like the next step for Dali, and it just never happened to happen.
Walt Disney regretted the decision, says his nephew Roy, who's headed Disney Animation for the last 20 years, but the company and its partner RKO thought they couldn't make money on the short film. Dali's drawings for Destino ended up in Disney's morgue, as the archives were called. A few years later, they were stolen by a young employee. Most were recovered. Roy Disney says two paintings Dali made for the project were kept by Walt Disney's daughter, Diane.
She said one was hanging over the toilet in one of the guest bathrooms and that her kids were scared to go in the room with it.
In the 1990s, Roy Disney was researching the history of Disney animation for the film Fantasia 2000. He read some fine print on the Destino contract stating that the company would not legally own any of the Dali art it had unless the company made the film Dali had planned. Roy Disney decided to complete Destino.
And I went back to the attorneys and said, well, if that's true, does it mean that if I finished the film, we would own it? Because we know that there's some millions of dollars worth of artwork that's unavailable to not only to us, but to anybody. And after some deliberation, they came back to me and said, if you make every honest effort to make the film that they intended to make and not just use the art in some other context, then yes, indeed, we will own it. And I thought, well, that's creating value for the company, as long as I don't spend too much money making the movie. It's only 6 minutes long. What can it cost?
Roy Disney won't say how much Destino cost. It was completed in Paris, and it does include a sequence that John Hench remembers drawing back in 1946.
I wanted to impress Walt with this image, these two images of turtles decorated on their backs with banners and jewels, and they move across an empty plain. And when they meet in the middle and make contact, then the negative space that they had between them would appear the female protagonist.
But is Destino really surrealism? Historian Greg Ford is not so sure.
Great character animation like Disney did and like The Fleischers did and like Warner Brothers cartoons did, you know, is more genuinely surrealistic than anything that's as self-consciously surrealistic as this. And it's a self-conscious aspect of it that I guess is interesting to people, and maybe that's shocking in a different way. That's like, gee, who knew Disney was pretentious as well?
Disney plans to take the completed version of Salvador Dali's Destino to festivals around the world before Oscar nomination time, and to release it next year on a DVD with a documentary about the completion of the 1946 cartoon. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.
That was 7 minutes on a 6-minute movie. You can see some clips from that movie on our website, npr.org.